Welcome to Vanier. I'll add my voice to the welcome. The big change from high school to college is the semester. And the pace of courses is much faster at college because of that. You start in late August and you finish in December. Finish. Not take a little Christmas break and come back to the same course, because a new course starts in January. So what you've picked up a little bit, and some of them were, I think it was the first student who spoke very direct, you really do have to start working right away. Having said that, I'm going to give you a little bit of information about the science program. Now, I want to explain why we don't give you information today, because all of you are here, have been admitted to the college. You're coming back probably in mid-May or mid-June for information about registration and program information. So what I'm going to give you here is a little bit more general than what you're going to get there. But we'll do our best. So, it works. You've already heard mention of these. Some of you are going into regular health science, regular pure and applied science. You've heard about the Science Plus program. You've heard about the science major in applied math and engineering physics. Some of you may be interested in the double deck music and science program. And there's also the International Baccalaureate Science program. Modified science is not really a program as such. It's just a program for students who are a little bit on the weaker side and need a little help, who are admitted into that. It's not something you apply to. It is something that you may be asked to do depending on your final results in July. So that's the gamut of programs that we have. And like all CEJA programs, the curriculum is broken into two parts. One part is general education, and the other part is program concentration or specialization. The general education you have in common with all students in colleges everywhere. That's where you do English courses and so on. The list is going to come in a moment. And the program concentration is really what distinguishes you from the nursing student, social science student, commerce student, etc. So that's the part that's specific to you. The general education courses are 14 in total, and they're constituted by 4 English courses, 2 French courses, 3, you can see the list, I don't have to read them to you. And before you get scared, this is part of an overall program, right? And together with the concentration courses, of which there are 9 and 3, 12 altogether. If you add your 12 and 14 altogether, you get 26. Please remember, these are 26 courses in 4 semesters, in 2 years, not in the first semester. Ha! Phew! Okay. So, again, like all science programs in the province, actually, there are 9 compulsory courses in the program. Now we're talking about the science part, right? We're not talking about English and humanities and stuff. We're talking about your program concentration. And there are 9 compulsory courses, which everybody does, and 3 optional courses or electives to make your total of 12. And these are the 9 compulsories. There are 3 math courses, 2 chemistry courses, 3 physics courses, and 1 biology. For those of you going into pure and applied, what do I want to do biology for? I answer, for those going into health science, what do they have to do linear for? So we get you both ways, you see, and everybody has to suffer a little bit, but these are the 9 compulsory courses. Then you have to choose option courses from math, chemistry, physics, biology. Well, this is where that difference, which is really in the mind and not in the ministry. By the way, when you all graduate from science, you're going to get a diploma from the ministry that says science nature, health science. Or just science, not science nature? Science la nature, period. Global. They do not distinguish between health science and pure and applied science. But we know that students do, and one of the reasons we do is to help you situate yourself in this program. The 9 compulsories, as I said, you don't have a choice. Pure and applied kids have to do biology, health science students have to do linear, okay. But when it comes to the electives, this is where the difference really, this is where you can express your difference and your choices. The health science student is going to pick electives in chemistry and biology. Obvious. And the engineering student, potential engineering student, pure and applied student, is going to pick his or her electives in the math and the physics, which is one of the reasons we created that major. We have a nice selection, and
those are them.
Those nine compulsory courses, there are some university prerequisites here, and let me see, what am I looking at?
It's particularly in health science, by the way.
The health science field at university, medicine, veterinary medicine, dentistry, physiotherapy, occupational therapy, dietetics, nursing, optometry, pharmacy, they all require, in addition to the nine compulsory courses, from amongst your electives, you must choose organic chemistry 1 and general biology 2. So that's why this is on. So that in a way, the health science student looking for those kinds of careers, of their electives, 2 already pre-chosen for them because you have to have them. That leaves you basically with 1 choice. At the end of the program, in addition to passing all the courses that you must pass, there are 26 of them, remember, there are 2 additional requirements that students must satisfy to obtain a diploma. One of them is an English exit exam, which is why you have students who are good in English coaching students who aren't so good in English, because they're working to try to get them up to that level. And the comprehensive assessment, which is imposed on all programs. Every program has its own way of satisfying that requirement. Think of it as a final capping of your program that attempts to make sure that you've integrated knowledge from a bunch of fields to satisfy and to show that, yes, I've understood what I was supposed to be doing here. So, having said all that, and that's all 2-year stuff, remember that, we're not talking about one semester only, but in the first semester, what are students expected to do? So I went a little bit too quickly. If you take the 26 courses, remember there were 14 general education courses, 12 science courses, total 26. We divide them for you and suggest that in the first 2 semesters you do 7 courses, and the last 2 semesters you do 6 each. The science courses get a little harder, you have a little bit more time to spend on them rather than the other way around. So in the first semester, though, we are expecting you to do 7 courses, 3 science courses, and you will start with Calculus 1, General Chemistry 1, and Mechanics, although we do have some bridging courses for somebody who's a little bit weak in chemistry or physics in high school. We have what we call Introduction to College Math or Chemistry or Physics. So that would depend, you can see the little note in red, on your final secondary 5 high school grades. And in addition to the 3 science courses, you're going to be taking 4 what we call general education courses, 1 English course, 1 humanities, 1 physical education, and French or complementary. And the English will be based on a placement test. We have different levels of introductory English. Some people need a little bit more work in grammar. Some people don't need too much work in grammar. That will be done. Remember, I just talked about a mid-May session when you're coming to see us about registration. You'll be doing the English placement test at that time as well. So, the first semester is going to consist of courses in math, chemistry, physics, 4 courses from general education, and that would be your first semester. The second semester would be similar. Third semester goes down to 6 courses. Fourth semester goes down to 4 courses. That's a quick overview of the science program. There won't be a test on this in a moment. Do not fear. I hope it's been helpful, just to give you a little idea, a little of an introduction, and on behalf of myself and my colleagues, I'd like to welcome you to Vanier and wish you good luck in your studies.